Back with the Lost 45 of the day, I'm Barry Scott of Lost45.com. She's one of the most successful singer-songwriters of all time, having had hits and written some recorded for others, including I Will Always Love You. Dolly Parton is our guest today on the Lost 45.
Everyone knows Dolly Parton's been busting her butt for years, but I wondered if you ever had a 9-to-5 job.
No, not in the sense that everybody else did. When I first moved to Nashville, I did a couple of things. I worked for a little while at an outdoor sign company, and I just answered the phone and, you know, a few little things like that. But I didn't do it in such a serious way that I couldn't get up and walk away if I needed or wanted to, or if I had a better shot at my music. But I did do a few little things like that. I worked a little bit at a restaurant when I first went to Nashville as a semi-waitress for free food. I filled up ketchup and mustard bottles, salt and pepper, and cleaned off things. And, you know, I never really was like a real waitress, but I did work in a restaurant. But that was more for free meals than anything. So I couldn't honestly say, in all good consciousness, that I understand how people work those 9-to-5 jobs, but I appreciate and admire it. I got to write about it as if I had, though.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5.
Shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll.